members of the Defence Force will get a pay rise that's lower than the rate of inflation, making it a wage cut in real terms. The government is defending the decision to bolster defence pay by only 1.5% a year, but the federal opposition has labelled it shameful. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
The wages of soldiers, sailors and Air Force personnel will go up 1.5% a year for the next 3 years. That's the decision of the Military Remuneration Directorate, which has today backed the federal government's offer to serving members of the Defence Force. But with inflation running at 2.3% a year, it means they'll fall behind in real terms. The Assistant Defence Minister Stuart Robert highlights that there will be an increase each year.
The key here is that our sailors, soldiers, airmen and women will get a pay increase every single year. The Independent Tribunal has had a good look at it. They've produced some 15-page report going through their rationale for it. They had the opportunity to say no. Government, you are to go back and find a different offer with the military, and they chose to back the current offer that's been agreed between the Chief of the Defence Force and the government.
Mr Robert says the size of the offer was due to the government's determination to turn around the budget.
We would love to give our fighting men and women more money, but we can't. We don't have it. We've been left a huge hole by Labor. We've got to fill that in with responsible economic management. 1.5% is as good as I can possibly get at present.
He says the government won't shift on the offer, despite political pressure. But he also argues the salaries of defence personnel include generous allowances and conditions.
We say to those coming in, there's a salary, it's generous. There's an enormous number of allowances. There's subsidised housing. There's free ADF healthcare, which we've bought in at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars. It's a complete package that we offer our people to come and serve in the nation's uniform.
Labor's Shadow Parliamentary Secretary for Defence, Gai Brodtmann, says that doesn't hide the fact that the pay rise is below inflation.
The Prime Minister should hang his head in shame at cutting the real wages of our ADF personnel and cutting their Christmas and recreational leave. It's outrageous that this government can send our servicemen and women into harm's way and at the same time force our ADF personnel to take a real pay cut. Now, there's no good reason why the government couldn't offer a fair deal.
The Defence Force Welfare Association has been campaigning against the 1.5% offer, and now that the tribunal has confirmed the size of the increase, it's incensed. The association's president, David Jamieson, says it's an insultingly low amount and should be condemned.
The government itself is not using logic or economic rationality. It had cover for an increase at least to match inflation in the defence budget. It's still there and it's declining to use it. So it's a bit hard not to be emotional about being shortchanged this way. I mean, this is no way to thank troops who put their lives on the line for us all and who work very hard to ensure that they're good at their job and do the job to the credit of the country. We will approach the Prime Minister to ask him to intervene, although that doesn't seem like a likely action that he'll take, but nevertheless we'll try. And we'll also work very hard to try and ensure that defence engendered costs for rent and rations and quarters and that sort of activity does not get increased any more than the 1.5% that the pay increase has offered.
Mr Jamieson says when the offer was first made, 11,500 ADF members responded to the association survey and 90% said they rejected the offer as unfair. But the nature of being in the military is that they can't negotiate and can only rely on outside bodies like the Welfare Association to apply political pressure on their behalf.
Louise Yaxley.